The more I come to know Jesus, the more I realize forgiveness is a big deal to him. In fact, I think it's everything. Since rivers of blood used to flow out of Jerusalem, you could smell it before you could see it, because man was trying to be reconciled to God, and they had this way that God had given them of slaughtering animals. And it was bloody and messy and took money and a trip to Jerusalem. It was a mess. But man would do it because he wanted one thing: reconciliation with God. And then Jesus walks in and makes it so easy, so available, so beautiful, so readily available. Because it's the one thing he wants: reconciliation and mercy. I think we would definitely be the envy of first century Jews and people of all time. How easy it is for you to be reconciled to the living God. Oh, how easy and wonderful and regular. How beautiful. It's everything. And then Jesus has this tragic line as he plays out this parable for us. In anger, the master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. So that ministry of mercy isn't just in the vertical. Unfortunately, it's in the horizontal. Much harder. Easy to go into a confessional. Well, it should be, because it's so wonderful. So much more difficult to say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You get it? Good. That's the 70 times, seven times. That means infinite and beyond. Like the cartoon or the movie. To infinity and beyond. What was that? The Toy Story. There you go. There it is for today. Here's your homily, so you'll actually remember something that I say, because I'm a pathetic preacher. Toy Story. To infinity and beyond. How often should I forgive my spouse, my kids, your parents, friends, people we don't like? To infinity and beyond. There it is. That's the gospel put in modern terms. That's what they would say in The Chosen if they were giving this gospel. To infinity and beyond. Not easy. But we must do it. Everything is riding on this, because you cannot understand the mercy of a loving God in a cruel world where people, Catholics, don't forgive one another. How could people ever come to know God? Tragically, he put it on us. He put it on the family and on each of us. He's easy. They can't know me unless they see it worked out. Enough with just the head knowledge. They got to see it in action. And then they will get it, and they will desire it, they will love it, and they will follow you. Sorry. I think Jesus is passionate about mercy. To infinity and beyond. 70 times, seven times, forgiveness from the heart. So as we approach Jesus, all merciful, all wonderful, all loving, all powerful, let's beg him, give me the ability, the grace, the power to forgive so-and-so from my heart. And let's start there today. It's our commission. It's our command. And to God, apparently, it's everything.